Some cultural, social, and religious beliefs have been identified as barriers to the development and empowerment of women. Owing to this, the Presbyterian Interfaith Research and Resource Center has initiated moves to empower women on how to overcome these barriers to development. The director of the center, Reverend Professor Dan Entry, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said the center has initiated a number of programs, including conferences aimed at empowering women.
Empowering women in religion for effective use of God-given resources. Now, it has to do with the general understanding of faith to action women's conference. The main aim is to get into touch with the issue of women and their participation in religious matters.
So if you're talking of empowering women and getting into participation in religious matters, what really do you mean by this?
In fact, women have a significant role to play in terms of communicating their faith and us understanding in the world. It's not so much the matter of just shouting and, but what exactly do they do?
And so what will be the focus of this conference?
The focus is really on looking at God-given resources that women have and how they communicate that in terms of sharing their faith, their work and practice without any religious intonation about anything. Participants coming from Scotland, from Germany, from West Africa.
What will you tell us about the interfaith nature of this program?
It's so much a matter of these days, everybody concerned about his or her own faith action. Muslims want to do things in their own way. Christians always want to do things their own way. But do we have anything common? Common in terms of understanding, appreciating of each other's contribution towards interfaith. Can we share what we have in terms of faith, in terms of practice?
So by this conference, will you be inviting the Muslim Brotherhood?
Certainly, yes.
Reverend Professor Entry described as unfortunate the recent media reportage about the Presbyterian Church.
It's rather unfortunate that we should reach where we are at the moment as far as the church is concerned. You know, usually there are ways of dealing with these matters amicably. It's lack of understanding of what each other is doing. Fortunately, unfortunately, the issue of what we may call the mudslinging thing is happening internally. It has got nothing to do with interfaith. In the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, we have big heart in gathering people, sometimes people of other faith. The root cause of all these things is more or less a PRO issue. The church is careful to deal with the matter in an amicable way without incurring the wrath of any other people.
You will then describe this as an unfortunate that this thing has come out.
Certainly, certainly. Because as far as I can remember, it looks as if this is the first time that this issue has really shaken the roots of the church.
Yes, will you be able to tell us the latest research finding by the Interfaith Research and Resource Center?
Yes, certainly. At the moment, the data is being collected and is being worked through at the moment about how intermarriage between people of different religious persuasions is affecting the society without making people feel as if they've gone backslide. The fact that I'm a minister doesn't necessarily mean that a Muslim brother could be looked upon as alien.
But throughout the research finding, is this phenomena, is it on the increase? Are you seeing more people from the different religious faiths that have interests or that have married their brothers or sisters in the other side?
There are some evidence of intermarriage. We are still looking at the impact of this on people's life, their educational background, and so on.
That was the director of the Interfaith Research and Resource Center, Reverend Professor Dan Entry, talking to Yaya Kwamwa.